you know, trying to give you a little, you know, pep in your step this morning, and Jay just squandered it.
I hope you guys like Lunchables for breakfast.
Wait, why do I get a Lunchable?
You'll get a catered steak.
Okay, good. Phew.
Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. If you need escape, I kind of feel like going there right now. I don't know why. They open at 8 o'clock, and it's a nice drive out in the country past Macon East Academy, right there at mile marker 22, just inside Fitzpatrick, and you have three enormous greenhouses out there. I urge you to visit their Facebook page. You got 3D pictures. I love these. They show depth, and they also show what they have and how much it costs, and like beautiful blooming hanging baskets, just $9. There's videos that take you through a tour and expertise, which is important too. Maybe you want to buy one of those macho ferns. They're like green fireworks exploding out of a basket. Got one hanging in the corner of our porch and it looks great. Where to place them? How often does it need to be watered? You want to make sure what you buy is put in a place where it will thrive. And that's another way they can help you at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Great folks. Cash Check Business, open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. And again, therapeutically, a great place to visit and save some money and get some great flowers, too. At 7 o'clock.
Traffic is brought to you by Brubaker.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Well, it is a really nice morning for a ride in, and traffic is not too bad this morning. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Little bit of congestion on the Boulevard this morning, East-South Boulevard at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. And, of course, the Northeast Boulevard, cars coming in from Wetumpka, headed over to Wears Ferry Road and points beyond and on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive into downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents into us to report this morning so far. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is August 13th, Left-Handers Day. It's a day to pay tribute to all those people who just aren't right. Have a wonderful Left-Handers Day, you Southpaws!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. Coronavirus jitters are causing New York City school principals to say no to reopening.
The Principals and Administrators Union sending this letter to the Chancellor and Mayor de Blasio, saying schools will not be ready to reopen for in-person classes September 10th, calling the city's reopening plans incomplete.
Fox 5's Linda Schmidt, the mayor, says their concerns are being addressed. Meanwhile, a couple of Americans are arrested in South America for selling a phony COVID cure.
Two men from Florida wanted by the feds for allegedly selling a bleach-like chemical as a supposed miracle cure for coronavirus disease and other things have been found in a beach town in Colombia. Mark and Joseph Grennan, who are from Bradenton, Florida, were using the town to ship orders of the bleach stuff, which they labeled as Miracle Mineral Solution.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Florida, man. Nothing surprises me.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Please make it so that normal life comes back. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Will they take it if they're anti-vax? This pandemic is getting old. My beauty parlor is still closed. Wanna get back to a normal routine. They've got one for measles and flu. So when clinical trials are through, I'm hoping that they cured COVID-19. Vaccine, vaccine. Make one really fast.
707 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Hey, Rich, I was wondering if you had the score of the Braves game last night. The
Yankees. No, my internet was out. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, probably the, probably the stupid Yankees won.
I would just assume that.
Yeah.
Stupid Yankees. I know. I mean... Sorry about that, Tarzan. It's 708.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Braves won't lose tonight.
They're not playing?
No.
Look at this. Dire warning for worst fall. CDC warns of coming flu season. Oh, my God.
Imagine that. Wow, it never went anywhere, dummies. And now there's increased cases of strep because of what? People are wearing masks.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a mask. High today in the mid-90s. Triple-digit heat indices up to about 105. Generous supply of afternoon and evening storms. Locally heavy downpours in spots. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening. And over the weekend, not as many storms around. Still some scattered storms Saturday, high 93, but the storms will become widely scattered by Sunday. Right now, mostly clear skies. It's 75 with very high humidity right now, 94% humidity, 709.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm a big fan of Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB, and I have been for more than 30 years. Now, I'm not a big fan of why I have to use their business, because that usually means there's something wrong with the car. Either it was an accident or just what I call a boo-boo. But Donnie, Brandon, Holly, all of they just do a great job. Everybody at Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's why they've been in business for close to 40 years. It's the fact that they take no shortcuts. They're meticulous. It's their attention to detail. They work well with the insurance company. And boy, oh boy, when you get your phone call that your car is ready, it's going to be detailed as well. It's going to look like it just came off the showroom floor. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. They suggest that you call in advance. Make an arrangement for your car to be looked at, and they'll be ready for you. Then phone number is 27REC with a W. That's easy to remember. 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Bonnie. I'm talking about the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
sandwich.
And that's how you can enjoy a Wing Finger, by the way, at Wing Fingers. Bob Mauer's newest concept in great food. The word sandwich, at some point between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I could be whimsical and do it at 3:01, or I could be a pain in the butt and wait till...
5:59.
Yeah.
But don't do that today. Don't do that to these nice folks.
That wouldn't... The last time that happened was because I forgot.
So you said it this time.
Very topical show, a lot of calls, and it kind of... But it did get done. So remember the word sandwich, and then when I need the word, call 272-9228, have our number handy or even saved into your phone. And if you're caller 7, you win lunch for two at Wing Fingers, includes beverage side. They're got to try that lemonade. That's what I'm looking forward to.
It's awesome, and it's so fresh. That's what I love. And they have two options. You know, you have the options like with Splenda, and then, of course, you have regular sugar as well. So they give you options if you're one of those people that, you know, don't like a regular sugar or use an artificial sweetener.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I learned so much from you.
Aww. Don't you love... I just now noticed something. When that comes on, I get my little, you know, seat ready, and I'm all prepared and ready to give the word. You'll have to video it next time. It's funny.
I'll tell you what. Rich is...
adorable.
You are a Cherokee.
Aw, look at you being awesome.
I'm making up words on the fly like that. All right, so sandwich is the word. 272-9228. And that'll happen this afternoon here on News Talk 93.1 FM. I have at least one convoluted. I am messed up today. It's just one of those days where I feel like I'm still two steps behind.
I understand. I
got up on time. I did everything I'm supposed to do.
Not having the phone, that really puts me off.
And I didn't even know it until I was on Carmichael Road, because the first thing I thought when I got forced to turn around was to call you and say, don't go to Carmichael because there's wires on the road. Did they get that cleared up? Well, I don't know.
I got the text from JT. He said, Greg's asked me to text you. And I said, well, why wouldn't he text me? Now I know.
It was really weird. First of all, that part of Carmichael Road at night is very dark.
Yeah.
And so they had fire truck and another emergency vehicle up ahead on the side.
Yeah, I saw the blue lights.
Is there a wreck?
And as I'm turning around, I noticed that there are two ladies of the evening.
Oh, dear.
Like 3 feet away watching
all this go on. They work that corner. There.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Well, I just...
Man of War. Sorry.
One day I was running with my shirt off and around that area, and I got stopped.
No, I couldn't believe it. I mean, there's law enforcement, there's firemen there, and man, it looked like they had their clothes put on by Earl Scheib. Which
yeah, I wonder if anybody remembers that.
Well, I know Jesse doesn't. Jay, do you know that name?
I've only known it when you used it in reference like that.
Earl Scheib used to... They would paint your car for $49.95. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know anybody...
We're not doing... No, he doesn't do that until the afternoon. This afternoon.
We give it in the morning, redeem it in the afternoon. Okay, we'll figure that out. It's 7:14.
Do what?
It's 7:14.
Yeah, sure. What's your name?
Jay's getting a date.
Looky there.
Probably from one of those people up on the corner there.
Well, no, they want to talk to Greg.
Oh. So Greg is getting a date on the corner. All right.
No, that's...
Dalton lady.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Greg. I listen to your show every morning. I just want to tell you, you think great minds think a lot. You know that.
Yes. But
so I just want to tell you, I enjoy your show and everything.
We're very glad to hear that, man. I hope you do well with your effort to win the Wing Finger winning word contest later on today.
All right, I'm going to try if I get up in time. I'm just now getting off work, third shift.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
I work at the Hyundai plant, so I listen to you on the way home every morning. Keeps me awake on the way home.
Say hi to the gang out there. We got a lot of listeners that work for Hyundai.
Yeah, I like them did-you-know things. trying to figure those
random facts. Yeah.
Those did you know things random are coming facts. Up next.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
You should say,
be sure to listen
there's
in.
There's a lady you got there. I ain't been hearing her that much.
Well, so I'm Jesse Lynn, and I'm now on with these guys full-time in the mornings, as long as they'll have me, don't kick me out.
Let me just say this about Jesse. She's every bit as beautiful as she sounds, but she brought the average age of this show down by 20 years walking in the door.
Okay, I could tell by how she sounds. She's a good-looking woman by how she sounds.
Y'all are making me blush. Stop it.
Well, you can do that. No, you didn't know that.
Hey,
you didn't know that.
It's the only person that blushed until you came along was Rich.
Yeah, there you go.
But there's no such thing.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
That was nice. I'm glad Jerry called. It's good to hear that. Okay, random facts is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the makers of Bel Air comes the long-awaited dramatic reboot of another iconic sitcom, Two and a Half Men.
Men, 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 men.
After a bitter divorce, Alan, a single father, and his troubled son, Jake, find themselves living on the streets.
Help us.
Broke, hungry, and desperate, their only option is to take refuge at the home of Alan's substance-abusing brother, Charlie, where they are forced to witness Charlie's abject mistreatment of women. Until tragedy strikes. When Charlie is crushed and dismembered by an oncoming train under mysterious circumstances.
Charlie!
And just when things couldn't get worse, Charlie's house is sold to an internet billionaire played by Ashton Kutcher.
No!
Don't miss the dramatic reboot of Two and a Half Men. Just like the original, you won't be laughing. And now,
Two and a Half Random Facts times 2 equals
five.
Random
facts. Very nice.
Ooh. 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 We all sound like Merv Griffin.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, Jerry, did you know? While the FICO credit score goes from 300 to 850, only 4% of the population score below 500.
Only 8%?
4%.
Well, a long time ago, I went from an 850 to a 4%er.
Just 1% have a score below 470.
1%?
Yeah. Most of them work in radio, too.
That's
I'm
pretty
not
bad.
One of that 1%.
No,
thankfully.
You're too responsible. Too pragmatic.
Did you know there was a Canadian sports executive named Jack Hamilton who apparently was able to identify 136 different types of wood in a guessing competition.
Wow.
I didn't know there were that many types of wood.
Right? Something else you'll learn today is that there are at least 136 different types of wood. I don't get it either. But these are random facts, not highly categorized facts.
I can only think of three: hardwood, softwood, and pine.
Well, you got your...
You've got cedar wood.
Yep, your oak.
Pine wood. Black walnut. I mean, all different types of wood. Cherry wood. All that good stuff. That's just to name a few.
James Woods.
That's good. Very good.
You're Evelyn Rachel Woods.
Adorable.
You're Natalie Woods.
Yeah. You're Seven Woods.
David Wood.
Yep. You're Tiger Woods.
It's a golf term, by the way.
Did you know the United States Supreme Court has only tried one criminal case in its history, a 1906 contempt of court case against a Tennessee sheriff who ignored court rulings for the rights of a black man and allowed a mob to lynch him.
One criminal case.
One criminal case in its entire history. Did you know that many blueberries, blackberries, and strawberries have little transparent worms in them?
Oh, Lord.
That eventually turn into fruit flies unless you eat them first. They're known as, I don't know, this term I'm not going to try to pronounce, but this particular species first appeared in the United States in the year 2008. They are safe to eat.
Wiley, don't get any ideas.
Yeah. Let me see if I can extract the worms.
They must be the same worms that are in bananas. I mean, fruit flies just don't...
They don't just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're fruit. Yeah, it's where fruit flies come from.
So like little larvae that are...
Isn't Earth amazing?
It is.
It's one of my favorite planets.
I know. I'd like to visit it sometime.
If only they'd do something about the people.
Yeah, it's inhabited by some real... winners.
For instance, these people. There used to be a sport called ferret legging.
Oh, jeez.
Where a ferret is trapped in a contestant's pants while not wearing any underwear.
Oh, dear. That sounds like Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
The first comment says, why would it matter if the ferret was wearing underwear or not?
That's great.
That's good. I like that. That's funny.
Did you know that 80% of Nigerians have a positive opinion of China, making Nigeria the most pro-Chinese country in the world?
Okay.
Yep. Again, these are random facts. Just, you know, little tidbits of knowledge. For instance, did you know in 1997, CBS bought the rights to the television show Family Matters for $40 million. 1 year later, that show was canceled.
Well, yeah, that happens, sure.
Of course.
Well, what about Megan? What did NBC pay for Megan?
Megan Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't know that it was ever revealed, but it was a big number from what I understand.
She got a five-year deal for $15 million a year.
And where is she now? She's off the air.
But she's
making a lot of money.
She's collecting every dime on that deal.
Yep.
And it's really her own fault. I mean, she contributed to her situation.
Right.
Did you know Queen Victoria was irritated at being, well, just a mere queen? She was inferior to her daughter, Princess Victoria, who was the wife of the reigning German emperor, which then made her an empress. So the British government created for her a title of Empress of India.
So she was not impressed with being the empress.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to take it there. It was easy to do.
Uh-huh.
Did you know there's only one band who has held the record for the longest uninterrupted time at number one on the Hot 100.
Sticks!
It was not them. A total of 26 consecutive weeks from April to October of 2009. They had two hits that were number one back-to-back consecutively. They never lost their spot.
2009.
Okay, who is it?
It is the Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas. Mm.
Their two songs were... Boom Boom Pow.
Mm-hmm.
Intellectual title. And I Got a Feeling.
So they are the group with the most consecutive weeks.
The longest uninterrupted time at number one.
Okay.
It's got Fergie and...
On the Hot 100, by the way.
Yeah.
Not the Billboard 200 or, yeah, whatever it is, but no, the Hot 100.
Sorry. I just had a moment.
Did you know there was a fan of this guy, and I'll tell you who it is because I don't know exactly who it is. A fan drove 3 hours to see a rapper by the name of Boozy Badass, A-Z-Z, but they drove there to deliver a much-needed dosage of insulin that was needed for him. She refused to accept payment and instead only asked for just a photo. That was it. On her way home, she stopped at a gas station, bought herself a scratch-off ticket, won $10,000.
Well, there you go.
Pretty cool.
And finally...
This is the last one?
This is the last one.
We've gone through...
How did that happen?
You've been asleep over there.
Last one for you. Did you know during the heyday of The Sopranos... What does that have to... What?
I'm just messing with...
Oh, Sopranos. There we go. God, it took me a minute to put those two and two together on that one. Didn't know. During the heyday of the falsettos...
Okay, I could do it, but I'm not awake yet. It's like, give me a minute.
The FBI were... Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Hey, there. Yeah, I didn't know you had that in there.
That's a lot better.
Oh, man. I forgot that. Been a while since I've watched Sopranos. FBI wiretaps of the real mafia revealed that the show was so realistic, real mobsters in those conversations thought there was a connected guy feeding storylines to the show.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So,
now I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, never going to rub them out.
And you know that the strip joint that they used to shoot that? It was really a strip joint, and it just went out of business.
Because of mafia dealings, yes. Those are your random facts. The Express Edition.
They're going to do an intro for me using this theme song. Woke up this morning, got myself some Greg. I love the theme. Wasn't that done by the guy from the band?
Sticks?
No,
I don't know.
The guy that was the musician that was part of the cast.
Oh, Steven Van Zandt.
Yeah. No, I don't think
it
so.
No, you're right. That song came from something that already existed.
It's a band. It's a group by the name of. It's a British band named Alabama 3.
Wow.
Wow, a British band named Alabama.
That's amazing. I've heard that theme song so many times, I had no idea it was named Alabama 3. Oh, wait a second. No, this is a cover. Wait, what?
What?
Is it a cover? I don't know. I'm trying to look here now. Wait a second. No, it's Alabama 3. Yeah, Alabama 3.
Hmm.
Okay, we're in a bit of a different situation.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because all the random facts are done. So they're going to cook up a $10 food outlet pop quiz question while I'm talking about a guy. If you're looking to buy a home, if you're looking to sell a home, you want somebody who is on the job for you literally every waking moment, and that is Eddie Bader. Now, I need to tell you something about Eddie, and it's not pleasant. When Eddie doesn't have listings, Eddie gets almost weak, sickly. He thrives when people give him homes to sell. And you'll appreciate it. He's the only realtor I know of that's had bidding wars for the properties he's listed. Literally looking for somebody who will be devoted to getting the maximum dollar value for your home and finding every way possible to get it seen and shown. Eddie also, it's amazing, like, Rich with the weather, Jay with so many things, Jesse. Eddie has this skill where you can say, what's available in Millbrook? And he could tell you whether you're looking for a condo, townhouse, single family home, what's available, what price range, how many bedrooms, how many baths, how many square feet inside the house. It all registers. So he's got ready information. I have never seen him look up anything. He's amazing. And the price. This is his passion. So put his passion to work for you. When you're ready to sell, call Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662. And if you're ready to buy, go with a guy who knows where all the values are at and can find what you're looking for, the price range you're shopping in, and the square footage and other needs you have for your new home. Eddie Bader, Realtor, Goodson Group, 322-0662. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Just before I give you the quiz, one of the comments when I talked about the worms in the fruit, first comment says, you know what, that doesn't happen to donuts.
I like that.
There you go.
So, you know, just
that is a brilliant observation.
We'll get that in donuts. All right, earlier in Random Facts, and not too long ago, actually, we just talked about a band who held the record for the longest uninterrupted time at the number one spot in the Hot 100. What was that band?
All right, win that $10 food outlet gift certificate by calling 272-9228 with the name of the band, 272-9228. Operators are standing by to take your call right now.
They're more
now.
Of a group. Band makes it sound like they play instruments.
Right.
Yeah, like this Lawrence was a, Welk.
Yeah.
Lawrence Welk is a band. This is a group.
A one, a two.
It's time for
and a Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Well, we hope you're having a good Thursday morning. Traffic has been pretty smooth all morning long. No accidents at this time into us to pass along. We do have a little congestion this morning on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson over to Atlanta Highway. Busy on Atlanta Highway and Madison into downtown. We've got a little congestion Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard at Troy Highway. And, of course, Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue, very busy. A lot of folks heading through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. No issues there this morning. Trenum State Community College offering continuing education classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding is available on a first-come basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-6556 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
And are you
How
ready?
Are y'all?
Yeah,
we're doing good.
We're here.
Great.
Hopefully you're about to be doing even better because you're, I think, about to win a Food Outlet gift certificate. What was the name of that band? Group.
Black Eyed Peas.
What is that?
That's right.
Excellent work there, Sonia.
Now, everybody who's on hold, stay on hold because we got some follow-up questions and you might, you know,
get extra, another extra entry.
Extra slots into the drawing at the end of the week. But congrats, Sonia.
Yep.
We appreciate you. Hold on, Jay. I'll be right with you having a private conversation. It's Herman.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Herman?
I'm doing great, especially after eating that delicious pie last night.
Herman and the Hermitoys came to Baumhauer's, bought a pie.
Oh, yay! Very nice. Yeah, isn't that that pie is excellent. It is top-notch.
It is the bomb.
We tasted it just the other day. Hey, I've got a question for you. What's the most pro-China country in the world?
Spell it for me.
One of the African countries.
Yeah. Nigeria is correct.
That's excellent. Correct. You got yourself an extra entry in the end of the week drawing.
All right.
Herman, we appreciate you, man. Thanks again. It was great to see you and the family last night. Wonderful folks. All right. He's also partial to redheads. Paige.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
You have a follow-up for Paige?
The Supreme Court has heard how many criminal cases in history?
One.
No, one is correct.
Wow.
All right.
This is a...
Hey, and I knew Nigeria and I knew Black Eyed Peas. I'm happy
this morning.
You're
3 for 3 this morning. Go. You got yourself an extra entry for this week's grand prize drawing.
Thank you.
Which may include a key lime pie from Eddie Bader of the Good Singer.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wow. I love key lime pie. All right.
So I'll
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'll find out from Eddie how many were... He wants to do more than one.
All right.
So, if you're a pie fan, that's another reason to participate. Brian?
Hi, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great today.
Hey,
I'm just slow.
Oh, okay. Well, FICA scores. Did you hear the random fact about FICA scores?
By any chance? I think I did.
Okay. What is the percentage of people who have a score under 500? You know?
Was it 4%?
That's correct.
Holy
cow,
we are
very nice
today. Nice going, Brian.
Extra entry for you.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
And Randy?
167 types of wood.
167.
No, it's actually 136 times.
It's okay. I get that.
He was ready with the next question.
Love that. That's awesome.
That was my next question.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
See?
I should win double then.
Yeah, but she had the wrong number, but it was a good...
He predicted the question.
Yeah, so he gets
an extra entry anyway, because he predicted it, so that was great.
You got it.
Well, I can ask you this. What were the two songs that Black Eyed Peas had on the charts that kept them up there? Do you remember that?
Can't help you there.
Oh, man.
Oh, Canada and...
Wow.
Is that a song?
What?
Boom, boom.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm. Well, it might be, depending upon the context and circumstance in which you're in, but depends.
Hey, Randy, it's been great. Thank you for listening, and better luck on the next Random Facts.
Joy listening to y'all all day long.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.
I hear that, like, last night at Baumhauer's. So many of our listeners start with us in the morning and stay with us all day long. Joey, Jack, Dan, Joey, Greg, Rosie, Eddie, the Seth Spotlow Experience.
And that crazy all-night show, whatever that is.
I know, that thing's crazy.
What is his name?
George
Norrie. Yeah. I got up here a little early this morning. You were here. Sometimes I'll accidentally hit hotkeys during the end of Coast to Coast.
Well, I've done that, too.
Have you accidentally done that?
When I'm doing my TV test in the morning.
Because the George Norrie listeners... love it. They think it's the greatest thing when we do that.
There's been some mornings I've walked here and I'm like, what in the world are we discussing this morning?
Yeah.
I was like, well, alrighty then.
Uh-huh.
If that tickles your fancy, but alrighty.
I love this. I'm about to post...
Look at that little kid.
Be Dry Alabama website, and I was clicking through some of the pictures on their page. Wouldn't you like to have had that when you were...
That is so cool. I love that. I love his goggles, too.
Yeah, he's got goggles.
Yeah, he's a happy, wings, happy guy.
And, yeah, he looks like a real happy kid. All I had, my mother got me a red Superman cape. You know, I was into those years. And it's kind of hard to explain without sounding like a mental patient, but when you're in that mode as a kid, you actually think you can get those superpowers. So I launched my flying career by standing at the top of the basement steps.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
To take my first flying leap in life, and...
You found out life hit you flatter than a flitter.
Actually, it wasn't the floor I hit, it was the basement ceiling. Because I put too much lift in my loft, and my head hit that, and then I hit the ground, crumpled in a sack. Not feeling very Superman-like.
Mom and Dad were always very amazed on Christmas Day when we're not playing with the toy itself, we're playing with the cardboard box.
That it comes in.
Yeah.
That is generational, man. That is not something that was unique to us. Did you ever have a Marxocopter? When we get close to Christmas, we always do a show about people's favorite toy, their favorite Christmas present, the most memorable. Mine is the Flying Fox.
My favorite birthday present was a horse.
I would hope my daughter would say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Remember the copter, beanie copter thing when you released it and the copter thing went out?
Oh, yeah, Another fun one was the, because Janelle and I had a blast with this. We'd go out at the ranch where she would ride to one of the open fields, and they had this rocket. You'd pump it and place it in the station, then you jump on this pad. And it was amazing that thing would go over 100 feet straight up.
I didn't have one of those.
It was a lot of fun.
We actually made our own rockets in school and got to launch them off of a launch pad like that.
That's really cool. That's because you went to the prestigious Otago Academy.
Hey, this is correct.
I guess.
That's where Herman went there.
Yes, he did.
Look at all of us Otago Academy alum.
Herman, I think, is going to the Hunter's Night Out. That's tonight, right?
Yes, it is. And yes, I have to go set up stuff quickly between this show and my shift at Wandering Coyote Company. And
How many hours a day are you working?
A lot. About 14.
Whoa.
To 16 sometimes.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Very impressed. The one I have to learn about these things.
I'm going to go get us some local news.
Go get us some local news.
Randy Burkhalter will join us next hour. It's a big night in Prattville Hunter's Night Out with all the details on that. What's the location again?
It's R.H. Kirkpatrick Arena in Otagaville, just off Highway 14.
And Jesse's going to be there singing the national anthem and...
entertaining and emceeing and selling some merch.
All right. It is 7:40.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah, we're moving on out.
Moving on out.
At 743, one of our services made that based on the story that people are fleeing the cities and moving to the suburbs. Can they understand
why
that is happening? Do they get it yet?
I don't think they do yet because they're looking to play the power play.
It's, you look at what's going on. I was talking to a guy at Bomb Hours last night who's got a relative or a loved one who just last year bought a home in Minneapolis.
Oh, man.
And now they got to dump it. They got to dump it. Everybody wants the heck out of there.
Absolutely.
And you can't blame them. I mean,
they're probably going to move to Portland.
That was good. Very good, Rich.
Wiley Poundstone's on the line, so let's see what he...
What's up?
What are you doing for you, Wiley?
Hey, guys. Y'all were talking about insects and fruit.
Right.
Do any of y'all like figs?
I like figs, yes.
I remember Fig Newton when I was, going to grade school.
When you bite into a fig, you've ever noticed how it crackles? And you think those are seeds, but they're not.
Oh.
Those are the larvae of the wasps called
oh,
a fig
no!
Wasp. Yes. You,
the, in a fig freaking Newton?
In a fig, in any fig, you look at the bottom of a fig, you'll see a little hole, and this wasp climbs in there and rips her wings off when she does. She gets inside of the fig. And she pollinates it from the inside and lays her eggs. The fig consumes her, and those crackles you hear are not seeds.
Oh,
those are eggs
no.
from a wasp.
Hey, Wiley?
Yeah.
Tell me we don't have any figs in our future from you when you are going to serve us something.
Let me tell you, hey, if you can eat a mullet egg sack, you can damn sure eat a fig. Anyway, I've probably ruined most people's idea of a fig, but y'all have a nice day.
Thanks, Wiley.
Great. The Fig Newton, that can't be the same.
You remember that? Growing up in school, Fig Newtons, that's what reminds me of.
Yeah, they were easy. They were easy cookies for kids to manage.
Yep, sure.
I was more partial to Salerno butter cookies because you could put your pinky through the hole and then spin it around your finger and eat it. Well, among other dumb things
the
we did.
The simplest things amuse you.
Yeah, 7:45.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Just like the last three mornings, we're starting off mostly clear. There's a few high, thin cirrus clouds that look very pristine. However, the last 3 days, we know that the radar started to go crazy after lunch. And yesterday, it took a little later than lunch for the radar to really get colorful with big storms. We had a severe thunderstorm warning, for instance, in the eastern part of Montgomery. And that caused some damage around the East Elm Mall. Some trees were down and power outages. And there was power lines down here on
Carmichael Road.
It depends just where you are. Some places got no rain at all. Some places I know that got over 2 inches of rain. High in the mid-90s today. Triple-digit heat indices, of course. Generous supply of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the radar should be very active this afternoon. Locally heavy downpours in spots. Tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening. And over the weekend, not as many storms. Still some scattered storms on Saturday, high 93. Storms becoming more widely scattered as we get into the day on Sunday. Few and far between. Right now, this morning, 75 degrees, mostly clear skies, 7:47.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I had such a nice start to the afternoon yesterday because listener Jan Jones, who bought a pie, met me here at the station about a quarter to three. And I said, just pull up. My black Nissan Rogue will be on the west side of the building.
Right.
He says, well, I'll be there in my white Nissan Rogue. So we were trading Rogue notes, and I sort of subtly suggested, because each year, every great car manages to add new little upgrades.
Sure.
That make it that much more special.
More bells and whistles.
Yes. Yeah. Things that might have been optional in the past are now just part of the package, and that's what the Rogue has become in the last couple of years, and it's a great SUV. It is my car. I will probably buy another Rogue at some point, but what I love about buying this one at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is that it came with only 12,000 miles, 24,000 full warranty miles left, and a full 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on the car. And it's got all the features like the lane changing.
I love that.
The blind spot detector and so much more.
Blind spot radar is one of my favorites.
And I love the fact that you get this 3D parking effect when you're backing.
Yeah, it's like a video game.
Yeah, you can see on all three sides of the vehicle.
Yeah.
So guess what? I haven't hit a single mailbox since I bought the car last December, which is great, and in my case, an achievement. There's a lot to love about the Rogue and all the great Nissans. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, see Tip Tames and see if they a lot of the Rogues they get in trade are cars that were on very short corporate leases, so they have very low miles. The depreciation is already gone, so you get a great price and a great vehicle, and most often with warranty miles. See Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border.
Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Move over, DayQuil. Now there's something for 2020. It's Year Quill. Vicks Van Wrinkle Pharmaceuticals introduces the first sleep aid that knocks you out for months at a time. You'll hibernate through the rest of the year and wake up in 2021, ready to face whatever the hell is happening. But at least you won't have to be awake and deal with the coronavirus, the election, or anything else during this terrible time. Year Quill. And coming soon, Decade Quill. So you can snooze and hopefully wake up in 10 years and get back to normal.
It is 7:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you missed the winning word, the wing finger winning word, we will have it again soon.
Wing, okay. Wing.
We could do a... We got time for a conundrum right now?
We could probably start one if you want to, but... Or at least throw the question. Do we get anything? We didn't like this, did we?
Well, that one, I think we've done it before. We can do it again.
I think we did. I think you're right.
There's some in my draw.
Here we go. We had some good ones the other day.
Go through my draws, Al. Man of War.
Yeah, here. Here's some choices.
Not sure why I'm talking like this, but Man of War, if you could go through my draws there.
Meanwhile, here is a...
I'd rather not.
A potential Morning Maroon nominee for next hour.
Sometimes you can tell when Jesse's not in the room.
Yeah, we go right back to our old wiener ways. What do you call us, three sausages?
Yeah, right, Sausage Factory.
Yeah.
Locker room here.
Well, there is a behavior modification Because we were raised to...
A lady's present.
Yes. So she walks out the room. We, we start walking around on all fours and growling. You know, it's just one of those things. Here's a guy, guess what state?
Florida.
Yeah. Got a DUI on a lawnmower?
You know you're in the road, right?
Okay.
You were? How much
did
you have to drink tonight?
A couple.
I think it was a little more than a couple.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Are you going to take me to jail or not?
No, I didn't say that. I said we're going to do some field sobriety exercises.
And I have been drinking.
So I'm going to ask you one more time if you want to do these exercises.
No, sir.
You don't?
Take me to jail.
All right, Paul. Go ahead and turn around and put your hands behind your back.
What did he say at first, though? Right at the very, very beginning.
You know you're in the middle of the road? I am.
Let's give that that part.
Or I was.
You know you're in the road, right?
Was I?
You're in the road. Was I?
I mean, driving a mower while intoxicated is certainly not encouraged.
Yeah.
And, man, it seems like in the last several years, people are finding all kinds of new ways to get DUIs. We had a motorized grandma who decided rather than go around the neighborhood in her, she decided to get on I-65, and they pulled her over, and apparently she had been drinking a little bit before leaving the house.
Yeah.
I guess we've heard about them on horses.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that, Jesse?
Somebody being
a... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
You left the room and we...
Yes.
Returned to our knuckle-scraping ways.
Yes. I had to go get me some water. And being intoxicated while riding, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
You can be pulled over for riding a horse drunk.
Yes, you can.
Bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody got
buggies?
A PUI?
What's a PUI?
Pogo sticking under the
influence. Oh, gosh.
You know what that is.
Dangerous. I know what a pogo stick is, yes. I used to play in one.
Did you ever try? That was not something I was particularly good at.
I love pogo sticks.
No, and frankly, it didn't do much for me as far as like, this is fun.
Yeah, first couple of times you bounce up and down.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to make it sound totally unexciting.
Now, a hula hoop is another one that after you did it a little bit, okay.
See, I remember the mothers in our neighborhood getting into that because it was, you know, we got to keep those
hips, got to get the momentum. Keep those hips going there.
Never mind. Shut up, Jess.
No, feel free.
Nope, I'm not going to say it. It might ruin people's outlook or perception of me. So.
I'm talking
the fifth.
About Man of War.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say anything on that one either because I could have said something.
We hung on that one out there last year.
It feels like last year.
It kind of does. I wish it. Here at 7:58.
Great segue.
Got a nice call from Jeff Mallinson, who leads the Merry Band of Floriers at Georgia Floors Direct the other day, and he was telling me the story about a couple that was redoing all the flooring in their home.
Yeah.
And the wife had done the preliminary shopping. And when she finally allowed her husband into the loop, I guess, he said, I hear about this place called Georgia Floors Direct on Greg Budell's show all the time. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go there? So all the preliminary shopping went out the window. They got it all at Georgia Floors Direct.
Oh, nice.
And it wasn't that Jeff had to compete against the price. It's wholesale. So that was the easiest part of the equation. And they're also thrilled because Georgia Floors Direct installers are going to be putting in all of that new flooring. And Jeff was so excited that this couple picked them. I guess it's kind of an anniversary. They're just redoing their home. And they're going to have the best. And it's all wholesale priced at GFD. No games, no gimmicks. They can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers if you're interested. And they have their own team of installers. And they guarantee your satisfaction. So from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing, arms folded proudly across